You might know my name, but not my voice. Or you might know just my chess games. I welcome you to a shared adventure into my past and the past of the world of chess. No chess expertise is required to enjoy these stories. Because just like a good chess position, everything is interconnected.
You are listening to KasparovChess.com podcast, episode 1.
Hello, this is Garry Kasparov. You might know my name, but not my voice. Or you might know just my chess games.
Kasparov running out of time, only 30 seconds left. Can he checkmate? He's a queen up. It must be a win, but he's... has so little time left.
Or my human rights activism.
И наша задача сегодня это демонтаж режима, демонтаж путинского режима.
What happened to you?
Standing there and all the people, old ladies, women.
Some of the arrested were desperate to escape the police.
Or my writings and lectures about artificial intelligence.
From mythology to science fiction, human versus machine has been often portrayed as a matter of life and death.
Or maybe you have never heard of me at all. And I suppose I must forgive you for this. In any case, I welcome you to a shared adventure into my past and the past of the world of chess.
He's played brilliantly, still has control, but he only has 40 seconds left to try and win this.
No chess expertise is required to enjoy these stories, as my focus here will be more on what happened off the board, not on it. To give you a little biography and a quick update first, I'm currently locked down in New York City, where I've lived with my family for years now. I was born in the Soviet Union, in Baku, Azerbaijan, and celebrated the collapse of the USSR in 1991. I was the youngest world chess champion in history in 1985, at 22. And though I lost my title in 2000, I was still rated number one in the world when I retired in 2005.
There was a time when Kasparov was considered to be invincible. He just went from tournament to tournament, leaving a trail of destruction behind him.
I was forced to abandon my Moscow home in 2013 due to a simple difference of opinion with Russian dictator Vladimir Putin.
You might know him best as a chess champion, but Garry Kasparov is playing a very different game these days, one with serious consequences. Today, that challenge and a political protest ended in arrests.
He thought I should go to jail for supporting democracy in Russia, and I thought I shouldn't. Along with my professional activities, I'm the chairman of the Human Rights Foundation and more recently, the Renewed Democracy Initiative. It is fair to say that I'm as busy now as when I was world champion. My work in politics has made me miss the days of chess, when everyone had to play by clear rules. Since I retired from professional chess, I've spent a lot of time writing and speaking about decision-making and what I call the human-machine relationship.
Just 12 years later, I was fighting for my life against just one computer in a match called by the cover of Newsweek, The Brain's Last Stand. No pressure.
We will touch on a few of those topics in this series because just like a good chess position, everything is interconnected. One of the interesting things about looking back with the clarity of history and hindsight is to contrast it with how I felt at the time. This is a way to learn about ourselves and, if you are paying close attention, to improve ourselves.
Does the champion share his opinion on this move?
He did not see this move?
I didn't calculate it, Rob. I knew that it should won.
Saw you playing very quickly this
move
over the board.
Yeah, I didn't calculate. I saw several lines. Why it's winning? Because I have seven...
So why talk about my life in chess and why now? with a global crisis dominating the present.
This morning, devastation felt in hospitals across the country.
And everyone worried about the future.
A busy hospital calling in the National Guard after dozens of staff were infected by the virus.
It seemed like a nice idea to provide some entertainment with a look into the past. In this new podcast series, I will tell some of the best stories from my long life in chess.
Chasing around the board.
Yes, it's almost comical how these two knights have been hopping all over the place.
H4, Kasparov advancing those pawns again.
Obviously, you can't take an H4 because you lose the...
About great games, brilliant moves, and a few terrible blunders as well.
Something had to give, and that's why Kasparov gave up his queen. But a really terrible mistake.
I just cannot believe that move from Kasparov.
You will hear my thoughts about some of the remarkable personalities I've been privileged to know and to face over the board, including some world champions, and at least one supercomputer.
Garry Kasparov will not look back on the London leg of the Intel World Chess Grand Prix Series with fond memories. In the very first match of the tournament, he was pitted against a silicon monster that devoured him with the minimum of emotion and the maximum publicity.
My focus are not the game details, as much as I enjoy digging deep into variations and analysis. Most of these games have been deeply analyzed many times, including by me, and I wanted to provide new material that only I can provide. This series is about the stories behind the games and why they're meaningful to me before the first move, after the final move, and even today. As I said at the start, no real chess knowledge is required, although we will provide some additional material for chess fans who want to know more about the games. So thank again for joining me on this audio journey into the past. Let's get started.